the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different effects of supplication. We said that supplication has many effects and advantages that we are mostly unaware of, but by getting to know the different aspects of effects of supplication, we can learn more from these supplications, specifically from the transmitted ones. These supplications fill out the gaps in human nature as well as the mental gaps. They also cause belief in the Almighty Allah as well as bringing in self-recognition and self-belief. And by knowing the fact that the very engagement in supplication is of course a blessing by the Almighty Allah that we need to be grateful for, we can understand that our supplications are mostly responded to, and we can at least claim that all of our supplications are responded to, but of course some of them are not superficially answered. Another effect of supplication that we were discussing was the fact that by seeing these embodiments of spirituality, by seeing these perfect men injecting all these schools, all these thoughts and lessons in their supplications, even seeing these perfect men will educate, will cause us to be educated. And this is the fact that these supplications actually reveal to us that we can be from among the perfect men as well. This is because Islam is not a series of words to be uttered only. These supplications are not just to be read, or not just to be recited and not thought over, not pondered upon. Without considering the contents behind prayers and supplications, we cannot reach anything. For instance, the prayer that we perform every day, it is of course a complex set of concepts in which all human positions are considered and man is invited to go towards them. In the Sha'baniya supplication, we are told to ask God like this: Ilahi habli kamal al-inqita'i ilayk. O God, grant me to devote myself to you only. Wa anir absara qulubina bidhiya'i nadhariha ilayk. Light the sights of our hearts with the light of seeing you. Hatta takhriq absarul qulub hujaban nur. Until the sights of the hearts pierce the screens of light. فَتَصِلَ إِلَىٰ مَعْدِنِ الْعَظَمَةِ وَتَصِيرَ أَرْوَاحُنَا مُعَلَّقَةٌ بِعِزِّ قُدْسِكِ. Such that our souls become hung with the glory of your holiness. We also read, إِلَهِ وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِنُورِ عِزِّكَ الْأَبْهَجِ. O my God, let me reach the light of your bright glory. فَأَكُونَ لَكَ عَارِفًا. So I can get to recognize you. وَعَنْ سِوَاكَ مُنْحَرِفًا. So I can divert from anyone other than you. This is the supplication. Supplication is an invitation to the highest degree of the position which is assumed for a Gnostic. And of course, it is good news for people who know that the doors leading to perfection are always open.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad abaz bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful will, God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, based on what we have said so far about the different effects of supplication, some people will falsely believe that, of course, these effects, these advantages are reached even if we recite these words without thinking. There are, of course, some hindrances on the way to supplication that we need to be aware of. In Imam Ali's Kumail supplication, we read that there are some obstacles on the way of supplication, which if we are not removing them, I mean, if the supplicant is not removing them, there will be no response to the supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam has referred to these significant conditions through this statement. Oh my God, forgive my sins that invalidate the supplication. This very sentence indicates that the major hindrances on the way of supplications are sins. Then he has ordered us to ask for pardon to cure this situation. Concerning this issue, there is a tradition narrated by Ma'ad ibn Jabal from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, referring to the major obstacles on the way of supplication. In that very tradition, the Prophet sallallahu refers to the innate aspects of the affairs, I mean, those aspects that are unknown even by the angels. So, in the next episode, we'll try to have a look at the hindrances on the way to supplication, starting from the very tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam introducing some of them to us. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.